This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, the place where you belong. Better rates and better service. Tonight is game one of the NBA Finals between the Warriors and the Cavs. And, boy, the Cavs are the biggest underdog in the last, decade? Tonight, they are 12.5-point dog. Is the last thing that I saw.
At one point, saw it at 14.
Oh, boy. Touchdown turnover. It's at 13 right now, according to ESPN. So, 13. Touchdown turnover. The Cavs will cover. They will cover tonight. 13 points. Will they cover tonight? Touchdown or turnover? 13 points.
Let me hear it, Burris. Come on. Bring it.
So they will cover tonight?
They will cover 13 points tonight.
That's a turnover. Turnover for me, I think the Warriors, I think the Cavs are just tired. And when I say the Cavs, I mean LeBron, because the Cavs are LeBron, and the buck starts and stops with him. I think LeBron's going to put up 40. And they're still going to lose by 15.
A tired 40.
Yeah. LeBron's going to play out of his mind, like he always does. And they're still going to be just a whipping post for Golden State. Golden State is more complete. Golden State is more just powerful in every single way at every position on the floor, except for, I guess, you know, the forward position with LeBron. But, yeah, it's not close when I see it, and I think – ultimately, it goes to five games at best, this series.
Five games at best.
That is as far as I think Cleveland can extend this thing.
I'm going to remember that. All right, I'm going to say touchdown. But I'll be honest with you guys. I will not be surprised if we see a tight game. When I say tight game, probably like 5 to 10 points throughout, back and forth. Several lead changes throughout the game. And then you see the Warriors, as the Warriors typically do, get on one of those runs, and 90 seconds later, 2 minutes later, their run's at 8-0, 10-0, 12-2, and that's what gets them over that 13-point mark. But I'm going to say touchdown. Cleveland keeps it within. I think the defense on the perimeter's key, obviously, and LeBron can't play hero ball on offense and then take a breather on the defensive end. You got to be better on that. You got to be the top of your game on both ends. And I think the only person you can put in that category is LeBron James, because he sets the tone for that entire team. We saw him over the last two series take a breather, relax on the defensive end. And that creates a lot of breakdowns, especially in the paint. If you're on the perimeter, as number 23, LeBron James is the one who makes it go. Touchdown tonight. They keep it within 13. I'm not saying they win the series yet, but I like their chances. Never count the king out.
I'm going touchdown. The only reason why I'm saying touchdown is because Andre Iguodala is out.
And that's a good point.
He's the only guy that's been able to check LeBron enough to where he doesn't really have to be an option on offense. He can give LeBron trouble and let the other guys do what they do offensively, and then force LeBron to be gassed defensively. That's been the strategy for the Warriors going up against LeBron. But Iguodala's not playing, which means it would have to be Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson guarding LeBron. So LeBron has a chance to get those guys in foul trouble. So I think that the Cavs will come out just like the 76ers did. They're in the 2001 NBA Finals, I want to say, when AI stepped over Ty Lue and the Sixers won at the Lakers, and then the Lakers won four in a row. I think it's going to be I can see something happening like that. I'm not saying the Cavs will win, but I'm saying that the Cavs will come out and punch the Warriors, but it just won't be enough. They are extremely just outmanned.
Touchdown, turnover. We see Draymond Green pick up a technical in tonight's game one.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Just I can't wait to see any given night, I feel like that's a
– Draymond and LeBron, there's respect there, but not a lot of it. They like to go at each other. I love the – really the level that they bring it to immediately from the tip. There's no working into a game whenever these two teams play. It's – 110% right from the get-go. There's no working into it. Mid-second quarter, start the third. All right, let's play ball. These two get after it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I don't care if this is the fourth matchup. I get to see the best player in the world go up against the second best player in the world.
It's a different team.
And then play a game where it includes the best shooter of all time and then arguably a top five shooter of all time in Klay Thompson. So I know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm still looking forward to.
I don't.
The Warriors are going to win. The series.
I mean, truly,
I'm never going to bet against LeBron.
If the Cavaliers win this, it will be the greatest upset I've ever seen in sports.
You don't want to watch.
And
it.
I don't know that there's because that's not going to happen. That's why
y'all might be right, but I'm going to remember when you're wrong.
Because here's a touchdown turnover for you from me as far as the series goes. Is this Cleveland Cavaliers team the worst team that's made the finals in Brad and my's lifetime, the last 25 years?
No.
The
first team that the Cavs took, when LeBron took that team to play the Spurs, they got swept. That was the worst team.
Yeah,
they had Anderson Varejao. At least LeBron has Kevin Love.
Yeah.
No, that was the worst team.
That's fair.
And then after that, it's the
probably the 76ers.
Yeah.
Behind AI.
Yep. All they had was AI.
Yep. And then also throw in the Orlando Magic with Dwight Howard, Hercule and all those.
Okay,
boys.
Yeah, that's a good call. Jameer Nelson?
Remember Hito.
That team was awesome.
Yeah, they got swept too.
They were fun to watch, but they weren't awesome.
But yeah, they got swept. They were good.
They got swept. So, that was a new team entering the finals. The Orlando expansion team Magic and got, smashed.
Wrecked.
The finals was terrible.
It's true.
Give me this finals over that all day long. I don't care if there's the fourth time playing or not. This is the clash of
is it
giants.
The fourth time just because you have KD, Steph going up against LeBron again?
It's the fourth time these teams are playing.
I mean, these teams, but it's a completely different team if you're looking
Cavs
at Cleveland.
Cavs have a completely different team. Yeah.
Out of the four major sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, this is the only time two teams have played in four straight years in the championship final.
That's okay for me.
I have a thought, and I need to say it before I forget it, because I had this thought yesterday. How in the heck did Rick Barnes get Kevin Durant to Texas if he does not cheat?
All right, let's go to commercial break.
Think about this. Guys, think about how great Kevin Durant is.
I mean,
he is great. He is going to be, when he is done, he's going to be one of the best scorers of
all time.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%.
Totally. Yep.
It's okay to say that.
He's from D.C. area.
Yeah.
I grew up Bobby Mays and all those boys. Rick Barnes coaches at Texas. Rick Barnes doesn't get engaged in that stuff. How in the heck did they get Kevin Durant to Texas? That's what I want to know. And you look at the finals, and you look at the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals, P.J. Tucker, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Durant. It's like,
Barnes again.
It's like, wow.
T.J. Ford.
Not in the finals, but
not in the finals, but another
same team.
Giant.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the guys that are playing now.
Recruit that he got.
I'm talking about the guys who are playing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's produced a bunch of NBA talent, man.
How about the glue piece, well, P.J. Tucker?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
I don't know.
That is a cog of an offense and a defense.
I need to know how you got Kevin Durant to Austin, Texas. How did you get Kevin Durant to Austin, Texas?
I mean, we've got theories.
He passed like he passed Kentucky. He passed Duke to go to Texas. How do you do that?
Wasn't Georgetown on him too?
How do you do that? Yeah, I mean, that's right in your backyard.
Yeah, that would have been the natural selection.
How does that happen? That's all I'm saying. I would love to know that.
No comment.
That's a great story.
I'll work a theory up during the break.
All right, man. I want to hear it. 865-255-03. We'll talk to Trey Wallace at 9:30 in hour three. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the smoking sweet meal with half-smoked chicken, a side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday, Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT, and center cut bone-in pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6 every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV. Check your presets in your car if you're listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Make sure you put it on 100.9 and 850 AM because there's going to be a new sports talk radio station. Monday, June the 4th, the Swain event will debut 7 AM, 100.9 FM, 850 AM. Rocky Top Sports is the name of the station. And looking forward to it. I know there's, you know what? This is great for the fans, the consumers. You know, I'm not one that gets bothered and upset when someone else is doing well. Like, I don't have a hater gene in my body, like some of the folks around here tend to have.
Well, it means you should just do better if you're like, not the best around.
Like even if someone else is shining in my industry or right here in my backyard, I honestly congratulate them and like applaud them and cheer for their success.
Well, if they're doing it the right way. Well, I don't want to see people succeed doing it.
Well,
being underhanded, but
it's about to be a third radio station, sports station, and let's be honest, will be number two to the flagship because they have a ton of resources and no one's denying that. But I'm sorry, the product is just it's not what I would prefer, even though I like some of the folks over there.
Yeah, I like a lot of those guys.
But it's just not what I prefer. You know, in my sports talk, I like a little bit more of honest takes. But if you're not the flagship, you're number two. So no one's like trying to take down the flagship. It ain't happening. That money is long. Longer. And big bank take little bank all day long. But people here are not, they're not stupid. They appreciate quality content. They appreciate it. And I think we'll be able to provide a lot of quality content. And there's a lot of good shows in Knoxville. A lot of people doing really good things. And this is good for the fans. Because now you have an extra choice to make. You have options. And I love that.
Always good to have options.
I love it. I love it. I love that people get a chance to hear more sports talk from more people, get different perspective. I think it's great. So I never get, like, jealous of anyone that's making a move or, hey, man, awesome. Everybody do well, please. Because y'all motivate me. Like, you ain't going to outwork me. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to outwork me. It's not going to happen. I didn't go to bed. What's today? I don't even know what today
is. Thursday.
Today's Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to bed one day. It's like 3:30. Woke up at like 6. You're not going to outwork me. Like, I'm willing to die for this. Like, I'm willing to die to not be outworked. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that's my mentality.
I hope Boo ain't listening. She just got real.
Well, she knows my mentality.
She probably
But I was
does.
Like that with football, though.
That means, like, she wants to hear it.
Well, that's how you have to want it.
Absolutely.
Like, you believe in something, you go get it. Like Inky said, you have to be willing to lay it all on the line if you believe in something. You go as hard as you can. And, yeah, I'm willing to die to not be outworked. That's my commitment. And it's like that on the football field for a lot of people who became great. You push your body to the limits to be great. You push every single day. And that's the only way you can do it. So, yeah, man, you're not going to outwork me. You might catch me taking a nap here and there because I got to take a nap. But you're not going to outwork me because I think our people deserve more. I think our people deserve some honest commentary. I think our fans are some of the best fans in sports, period. Not college, not pro, but period. Some of the most loyal fans.
You look at the
Cleveland Browns fan base, you look at the 76ers fan base, and when they were losing, the LA Clippers during that time, when they were losing and embarrassing themselves, you saw, like, people stop showing up. You saw people stop going to games. And for Tennessee fans to still be top five in attendance, 0-8 in the SEC, 4-8 overall, with all the dumb mistakes and dumb decisions that our program and the university has made over the last 10 years, for our fan base to continue to even want to hear about Tennessee sports on the radio, it says a lot about our fan base.
Remarkable. It truly is. And that's not sunshine pumping.
Oh,
for somebody
not.
Who's lived through it, born and raised, experienced it every single day, been in it, entrenched at one point, a little jaded now, but have been entrenched in it, it's really incredible. Especially now seeing some of these other fan bases, being able to experience some of these other fan bases, other people who have been born and raised in those fan base, right down the road from those SEC campuses. It's not all the same. Even in the SEC, where it does just mean more, all these fan bases aren't like Tennessee's. Loyal to the bone.
Man,
and passionate beyond belief.
Let me tell you a story. I didn't really understand how special this place was until, like, after my last game. And this is when it hit me. Yeah, this place is special. You know, people come to Neyland Stadium, watch football, got tailgate and all that good stuff. And, you know, the I've been a part of, I want to say, the second largest crowd ever in Tennessee history. It was the 2004 Florida game.
Yes, it was.
glad that I was able to make a play in that game.
Shout out James Wilhoit.
I mean, absolutely. That was something I would never forget. Even during that time, I didn't really get it until I was in Houston, Texas, East West Shrine Bowl. And because I had played on high ankle sprain, I did not miss a game. I should have missed a game, but I didn't. I played on my high ankles. I could not fully participate like I wanted to in the East West Shrine practice. And that's like the second best college all-star game. Senior Bowl is first. East West Shrine is second. And during that week, that's your week to practice in front of scouts. I mean, that's how you make your money. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Like, I was still rehabbing. I was still recovering from the season. And I remember after the game. No, it was during the week. It was during the week. It was before the game. And we stayed in the hotel. I was roommates with Stevie Breston. Steve Breston, receiver from Michigan, who was drafted in the third round by the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And played in that Super Bowl against the Steelers. Did a good job. Was a punt returner. Jacoby Jones was also – we were also wide receivers there at the East-West Shrine Bowl. We know about him. You know, his punt returning abilities. Won Super Bowl with the Ravens. Was almost tripped by Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. But that game was so important. But I remember – in that hotel lobby, I go downstairs, and the same couple that I would see after every Tennessee game, getting autographs, getting things signed, the same couple that would be at Gate 21 after the game was in a lobby in Houston, Texas. And I was like, what the hell y'all doing here? They're like, you. I'm like, why? And they didn't even tell me. They didn't have my number. They were like, you the reason why we're here. We're coming to support of all. I was like, what? And they live in West Tennessee.
Wow.
I'm like.
That's about right.
Like, what are y'all doing here? I mean, we Tennessee fans.
That's real.
This is what we do. Mm-hmm. I was like, my goodness. That was the time where I was like, this is serious. Like, this is life for people.
Yeah.
Tennessee Athletics.
I don't think that people outside realize that. Like, we were talking, and he may understand it, but we were talking to David Ubbin yesterday. You know, I asked him that question, like, oh, I don't want to set you up, but Tennessee fans kind of have this derision for national media right now, and he talked about it. But I wanted to be like, I don't know if you understand what the deal is here. You know, you'll find out soon enough what the deal is if you make any kind of a misstep or get on the wrong side of this fan base. I mean, you'll find out, but folks around here are serious. Very, very serious.
Regardless of what the experience was, when I was growing up, my dad traveled a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Was a regional sales manager. When he came home, it was the weekend. Or that's where we got to spend the majority of our time. We were either in Neyland, we were in TBA,
yep,
or we were at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. That was our bonding time. It's that way with a lot of father-son relationships, father-daughter,
had a very
entire families.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So that's why I say, like, our fans deserve more content. They deserve more truth. And I say more truth. That doesn't mean you deserve all the truth, because you don't need to know all the truth.
You don't want it.
Hint what
truth.
I said, jaded.
I don't.
That's me. You don't want to be like me.
Yeah, I don't want to know all the truth. I just don't. But you don't deserve to be told that it's raining when someone's peeing down your leg, like Nick Saban's trying to do everybody.
Yep.
I mean, you don't deserve that. But you do deserve some type of honesty. And so I'm excited. Yes, because we're back on the radio, but I'm excited for the fans and the people that follow Tennessee, because now you have, you know, a third station that you can listen to. And other two, they do a good job. They do their thing. And I certainly don't have anything bad to say about them. That's not my style anyways. But, hey, there's another station that's going to add some local talent, and they'll be talking Tennessee. And there's going to be talk about other sports too. There'll be talk about things outside of Tennessee too. But it is called Rocky Top Sports because we live right here, East Tennessee, and East Tennessee is known for Rocky Top, baby. It's known for Rocky Top.
Absolutely.
One of the best areas in the world. Just beautiful. Beautiful. That drive from South Knoxville to Alcoa, Maryville, you see the mountains. I mean, it's hard to beat. It's hard to beat. Love this area of the country. 865-255-03.
Maybe we can talk about this when we get back. This is news, I guess. Did this come out 37 minutes ago, if I'm reading this correctly, from Austin Price over VolQuest? Jeremy Pruitt hired himself a new trainer after letting the trainer go a couple weeks ago.
Boy.
The new trainer is Geronimo Boche from James Madison.
All right.
Talk about what that means, maybe.
Oh, I know a lot. I know a lot about what it means. And we'll discuss it coming up.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. There's a lot of people talking about testosterone, but do your homework and go to a medical provider that you trust and that specializes in testosterone. I got my levels tested at the Low T Center. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men with low T. At the Low T Center, it's quick and easy. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
All right, Charlie. Charlie shared some breaking news from Austin Price of VolQuest. Broke some news that we have ourselves a new trainer.
Tennessee has filled its head trainer position for the football program. Following spring practice, Jeremy Pruitt parted ways with his head football trainer, John Burnside, and today, at least it was announced today, Tennessee's first-year head coach welcomed Geronimo Boche. It's B-O-C-H-E.
Well, it can't be Botch.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Botch. If it is Botch, we're not calling him that.
But you could, is it like a hard C, like Boche, Boche, Boche?
Let's say Boche.
I'm not saying Boche either. Yeah, I refuse to say that.
Not Bobby Boucher, but Boche.
Either way, dope first name, Geronimo. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And then a very confusing last name, who previously worked at James Madison in the same exact role. Now, James Madison, if you do not know, is an absolute powerhouse at the FCS level. Did they not win the FCS championship this year? I know.
They were in the final four.
They won last year.
The semis.
Yeah, one of the best teams at the D2 level. And it says he also spent 10 years at Florida State as an assistant trainer before getting the head job at James Madison. So plenty of experience. It appears that he is a competent individual and will be the trainer. Now, question to you, Swain.
He's a competent what?
He just appears to be competent in his abilities, I would say. Ten years as an assistant trainer.
What did you call him? A competent what?
What trainer.
No, you call him a competent individual.
Oof. Ugh.
Caught you.
A competent employee?
Yeah. What? What'd you say?
But question to you, Swain, as someone who's been around football programs more than myself. What does a trainer do? What does that mean?
This is like one of the hardest topics to talk about. Because I've been that player that was hurt, and understand, and I totally get it from a football coach perspective. Their job is to coach guys and win. Well, you need guys healthy to win. Well, there's a thin line between hurt and injured. And there's this book that tells you this injury takes this long to heal. There's this book that tells you you do this for this injury. But not everyone is the same. You heal differently. You have different pain tolerance than someone else. Mm-hmm. You react differently to medicine to other folks. And so one of the toughest things is when you know your body, like you know, man, this don't feel right. Something's not right here. But the trainer's telling you, no, you all right. And the coach is telling the trainer, get him out here, in the football field. Mm. And then as you as a player, you're like, do you care about me as a person? Or you just want me out here because I'm good at football? And this is a conversation that I'm telling you, you ain't going to hear it anywhere else. No, you won't. Now I think about it, definitely won't. Because this is not an easy conversation, number one. And number two, you have to actually go through it. And
you have to live it.
Live it to have this conversation. And I don't think the other person will do that. This is tough. Because we've had guys in the past have an ankle that probably require for them to really sit down and rest. But because we live in this age, you know, you playing ball, you want to play. And you want to play. There's so many guys that have had concussions that didn't say anything because they didn't want to come out. And they were not living for the long term. They was living for the short term. They want to play. And, like, how do you save people from themselves? That's tough.
Very tough.
But there's been times in the past where a sprained ankle has turned into a torn Achilles. There's been times where a strained shoulder
turn into something serious where you have to have serious surgery. When to cut, when not to cut. That's the dilemma sometimes.
Speaking of on your body, cutting
yes,
on your body.
Yeah, when to have surgery, when not to have surgery. Mm-hmm. When to have a scope, when to totally fix the whole knee. When do you do that? A scope gets you back quicker. Fixing it means you're out longer. Robert Meacham, his freshman year, was supposed to come in. Me and Brett, we were supposed to come in and just have this dynamic impact first season. Meacham had some knee issues in fall camp. They make the decision we're having surgery. The decision going into it was we're going to repair it, which repairing the meniscus means that you're going to be out longer. Taking it out, I think, is shorter. So it had a goal.
More long-term issues if you take it out.
Yeah, I don't know which. It's vice versa. One is longer than the other. Repair or take it out. I
think repair is longer.
Repair is longer.
Yes.
Okay. So the plan going into the surgery was to take it out. Okay. So you had this kind of timeline of when Meacham would be back. Okay. Okay, I'll be back in 8 weeks, and it'd be this game or whatever. Meacham was asleep. He was asleep. He was knocked out. And the doctor asked Mom. Beverly, so sweet. take it out, repair it. If we repair it, we fix it, but he's going to be out for the year. Mom made the decision to repair it. Meacham woke up thinking that he was going to come back before. He woke up with the news that he was done for the season.
Hmm.
And then he did something to his wrist. So, like, he had his wrist. He had on crutches. And he had, like, this wrist problem. So, like, one of his crutches had, like a controller, like an Atari controller on it. he was so funny. But, like, that is always a slippery slope for a coach. I've seen a trainer walk away. Keith Clemens. Right before my senior year, he says, I'm out, man. I can't do this. The pressure to get guys on the field from the coaches is tough. And some trainers, they can't deal with it. Keith walked away. Walked away. Couldn't do it anymore. He's in pharmaceuticals now. And he's been in there ever since. I understand from the coach's side of it too. I really do. Like there's not a winner or a loser or a wrong or a right. When I'm generally talking about this, every situation is different. If you know for a fact that this kid has a bum knee or a bum shoulder, and you know what's best for him is to sit out the season, but on the other hand, he's a good player for you. You need him out there. So what do you do? Do you do what's best for him or do what's best for your team, a.k.a. best for you too, because you're the coach? My senior year, going into my senior year that spring, I had a scope that spring. And this is when David Cutcliffe came back, and I was trying to make a great impression. And, man, I was – we had made the decision that we were only going to go 3-4 wide receivers. We were not going to rotate a bunch of guys in. I had taken ownership that, hey, I'm going to be a captain. If it is to be, it's up to me. I'm going to be accountable. I can't do that if I'm hurt. That's why I got so much love and respect for Kurt Majid, because he was able to do that. And so, like, I'm going through this really tough phase. Like, I was like, depressed. Grades were slipping, had to go see a psychologist, put on medication, whatever, and, like, didn't even want to be in the complex. That's how bad it was, because I was hurt. And so at some point I got enough energy or enough to go to Coach Foreman and say, hey, man, like, I need the red shirt, because I don't want to play my last season 50%, limping everywhere, because I had just did it. In 05, I get hurt in South Carolina game. I didn't even know it. I get up the next morning, I can't even walk up my steps. Like I almost fell. I didn't know what was going on. We go in, we do an MRI, nothing shows up. We go in, we do X-ray. There's a stress fracture in my kneecap.
I'm still confused on how that happens.
So I'm like, well, it's time to shut this thing down because there's no way I can play. If I can't walk, I can't play. So I had to talk with Coach Former. And here's where Coach Former had a really tough decision to make. He said, I know what you do when you're out there. I know when the ball comes, you're going to catch it. Like, I know what to expect. You don't have to practice as much. We'll take care of you, but we need you on Saturdays. And I made a decision to say, okay. Now, if I had like a normal family dynamic where like my mom and father, you know, raised me and you know, we all sat down and talked, that's probably getting shut down. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened with TK probably would happen with me. Because TK, that right before that Florida game, like his knee got really, really bad. And it was best for him to shut it down. He had a major knee surgery. Like, he's still not cleared. And he had his knee surgery around the beginning of last season. That was a major knee surgery that required family, coaches talking and trainers and coming up with a plan. I didn't have that family like that in that situation. It was just me. So being in that position, I was like, yeah, whatever I can to help the team. Someone else in that position with maybe a father or mother, maybe they tell the coach, no, my son's going to shut it down. And the coach could do nothing but honor to that. That's happened before here, everywhere, where parents have come in and says, no, we're going to do what's best for my son long term. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have a mother or a father sometimes in the picture and it's just the kid, the kid's going to say, yeah, I'm going to play. Let's go. Whatever I can do for the team. That's what I did. So I played the rest of the season, 05, basically on one leg, taking Toradol just to be able to play, which is the equivalent of like the shot that you got in your butt back in the day in the NFL as a pill. But all I would do was just take that on a Friday and just go play. Okay? And so had that for half a season, and then the scope comes to clean up all that stuff, the spring of 06. And so I'm like, man, half my season 05, and then this happened. Let me have a healthy year. This is my last season. Man, let me put together a healthy year. Let me make sure this knee is healthy, like 100% healthy. Let me redshirt. And obviously I didn't. But
ultimately probably affected your future.
Probably, you know, if I would have redshirted, I probably would have been, you know, Meacham would have left, Brett left. I would have been Lucas Taylor in 07. That would have been me getting all those passes probably there. But this is a topic that's not easy to talk about because coaches, they're trying to win, and they need their players to do that. Players, you have an injury, sometimes you have to do what's best for you long term. Sometimes you got to play hurt. That's part of the game. Sometimes you can play hurt, not hurt it further, get your surgery after the season, everything is okay. Sometimes you make it worse and you're never the same. That happens too. So this trainer who's coming in, this is a guy that's come in now. Pruitt. They got rid of the last dude. They got rid of the guy they inherited a couple months ago. He was here during the Bush Jones era. Whether or not he was doing the right things or not, all I know is a bunch of dudes were hurt when he was running the show. And that's not all on him. It could be practice habits. It could be pace of practice. It could be the weight room. Remember, Bush Jones fired Lawson, which was like the worst decision ever. That could play a part in injuries too. So it's hard to put all the blame on the last trainer, but he was part of the equation. And now you get rid of him. He is like the last, he's the last common denominator. And so now you really do have someone that he's fresh. My question is, how are we going to push guys back on the field?
Where's that line going to be?
And that's not just us. That's every school. Mm-hmm. That's every school at every level.
Tough spot to be in.
That's high school. That's college. Like, it's hard. When do you say get on the field? When do you say take your time? When do you do that? Because most of us think that only the ACLs are the ones who take the time. No, sometimes you need time for other stuff. Sometimes you need time for a high ankle sprain or concussion or you know, shoulder. Sometimes you just need time. Just make sure that the head trainer and Pruitt is on the same page. On the same page. That is a dynamic that most people don't know about. They don't understand. But I anticipate our injury problem to not be the same. I expect it to be improved because of the strength and conditioning program. And hopefully now we can, you know, use some techniques outside of the book. Because remember, we were not doing PRP at the University of Tennessee. We were not doing prolotherapy, something that LSU was doing with Leonard Fournette, where they take your blood and they spin it down. They take the plasma platelets off of your blood. It's like white after they spin it down. And then they re-inject it back into the injured ligaments to promote growth. And I got that done over there at Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine after 10 years of having a bad ankle. And my ankle feels great now. Now, it's still swollen. It's all get out. But at least I don't have that same pain. PRP helped me. LSU was doing it with Leonard Fournette. We were not doing it. So I hope that this new guy is open to doing new things, forward thinking, some alternative medicine that doesn't necessarily require popping pills because those things are addictive. Just get the guys healthy. Get them on the field. And when it comes up, doing the right thing for young men long term too, as well as trying to win games too. And that's always tough. But I think I did the best job I could talking about that subject. I hope nobody got mad. No reason to get mad. I mean, it's just the truth.
Yeah, it's sensitive topic, and I don't think people realize it's a sensitive topic in some ways.
Oh, it is.
It's just very, very serious. Because
the sad thing is, some people don't realize it's a topic.
Yeah, almost at all. I mean, these trainers, in a lot of ways, have the future of some of these kids in their hands and in their decision making, and that's not something to be taken lightly.
Sometimes they want to do the right thing by the kid, but they're forced to not to do the right thing.
To do what's in the best interest of the team.
Exactly. And some trainers, they walk away from this industry because of that pressure that the coach put on them to get guys out there.
Remember,
there's $3 million that our head coach is making. There's $5 million pool of money with the assistant coaches. So there's a lot of money on the line. A lot of families will be affected if you lose. So got to go to break. Got For What coming up next. Stay with us.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Today there is a 50% chance of precipitation, mostly cloudy with a high near 85. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 70. Tomorrow, the chance of rain increases to 60%, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tomorrow night, more clouds with a low around 69. Saturday clears up a bit with just a 30% chance of showers, mostly sunny skies, and a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
This for what's gonna hurt me, more's gonna hurt you. I remember when my uncle used to tell me that before he whooped my butt. This is gonna hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it's not. It's not gonna hurt you more than hurt me. Let me hit you and let me hear you say the same thing then. But now I understand. Now I have kids. But this for what's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. I gotta give it for what? Some of my Vol fans. This is going to hurt me again more than it's hurt you. For jumping to conclusions, when Casey Clawson was seen with T. Martin wearing a hat, it looked like an Alabama Crimson Tide logo, but in fact, it's just really the logo of the high school team that he's the head coach of, the high school team that he actually played for, and Bishop, how do you say this? Almany?
Yeah, Almany.
Triggered.
They have.
Triggered folks.
They have the exact same logo as Alabama. I mean,
legitimately, dude is wearing a Tennessee t-shirt. Let's start off with that.
He's wearing a Tennessee t-shirt.
Why in the world will you wear a Tennessee t-shirt and an Alabama hat?
It just.
There needs to be some logical questions asked here.
It just doesn't make
first.
Sense. Before jumping to conclusions, like I saw it. And me knowing Casey, I was like, nah, man, he wouldn't do anything like that. Like, I understand, you know, these guest speakers who, you know, the Maurice Correttes, the Inky Johnsons of the world, that, hey, they will wear your team's gear because it's part of their stick. It's part of their message. They, you know, they're part of you. And I get that, and fan base can be upset. I understand it. It was tough for me to deal with at first, but I get it. But Casey's he's not a motivational speaker. He's a high school football coach.
He's the head coach of that team.
I gotta give it for what the folks that just jumped all to conclusions without even doing any research, anything at all, but to come find out Casey Clawson is the head coach of the school, and they just have the same logo. Knowing Casey, knowing how much he hated Alabama, how much he hated these other schools, there's not a scenario where he would wear Alabama hat unless like one of his favorite players ever that he coaches went to Alabama or something like that, and he was just supporting him. But I just don't see a scenario where Casey Clawson would rock an Alabama hat. So, and then T wouldn't let that happen either. Like T had a chance to go to Alabama as assistant coach and didn't do it because of his respect to Tennessee. But I got to give it for what the folks that just start throwing shade at Casey for no reason. Do your research first.
Think before you tweet.
Gotta think before you tweet. Gotta do your research first.
Or just don't tweet at all. Here he is. Got it for a while from News Channel 5 in Nashville.
Oh, boy.
This is, I guess this technically didn't happen in Nashville, but here it is. Televangelist claims that Jesus told him he needs to buy a fourth private jet valued at $54 million. Now, I am a church-going man, a Christ follower. And I'm also very cynical at the same time in my life. And these prosperity gospel televangelists bother me a lot. And this guy, Jesse Duplantis, is one of them, and one of the most notorious by far. He runs Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and he is, at this point, the proud owner of three private jets, and he is asking his followers to donate to him so that he can get a fourth brand-new Dassault Falcon 7X, which runs a cool $54 million. But on top of that, he said that Jesus came to him in a vision. And he said, this was one of the greatest statements the Lord has ever told me. Jesse, do you want to come up to where I'm at? I want you to bleed me for a Falcon 7X jet. He said this in a video on his website. Like I said, I'm a church-going man, a believer. But Jesus isn't telling you to go get a jet, my man.
I would highly doubt it.
Stop. He also went on to say that if Jesus was alive today, he would be using a jet to travel all over America to be a private jet to be talking to his followers. I disagree. I think if Jesus were to fly, I think he would fly coach. He would be back with the less privileged folks, as he was all throughout the Bible. I don't know. Maybe there's an example somewhere that says that this is not exactly who Jesus is.
Did you say he had three planes already?
Three private jets already. He's asking for a fourth. He needs that fourth one.
Is he going to turn those three in to get one, or he trying to have a fourth?
No, he's just trying to have his fourth, you know.
No, man. How many flights can you – how many planes can you be on at once?
Last time I checked, just one.
So what do you need four for?
Because it's more than three.
This sounds like something TC would try to do.
Should we get mine on the other side or squeeze it in now?
This is something TC would try to do. Get a private plane so you can go around and spread the Vol gospel.
That's what we need to be with Swain Event Plus. We need to be talking.
Which TC donate. We would be on board with.
Donate so to Swain know. Event Plus because we need to be spreading the good news of the Vols all over America. We need to get ourselves a private jet.
That's right.
So donate now, SwainEventPlus.com.
That's right. We're going to get us a plane. That's right. And go visit all the Vol fans outside Tennessee and just show them how much we love and appreciate them. We will start in Alabama because, boy, we feel so much for those Vol fans in Alabama, especially around the Birmingham area. And then we have to go down to Florida because, boy, they just need some help down there because Florida's the capital for what? But yeah, this come on, man. Hey, you don't need another flight, another plane.
And there's so much good to be taught out of the Bible, out of the message of Jesus.
Why is this getting pub?
Yeah, why are we talking about going out and getting a jet? Come on, just teach the word, man.
I do have it for what, but we're at the top. We're pushing up against it.
Yeah, we got to start
being at the other side.
Yeah, we got to start being on time and stuff now.
Cause
on Monday we got like serious clocks that we got to adhere to, and you know, we don't want to be talking and get cut off. So we need to start preparing for that now, right? At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Trey Wallace about his Maurice Smith interview as it relates to Nick Saban. And Brandon Kennedy is down there in Alabama. From what I heard, he wants to be here in Tennessee. And I think ultimately he will be. He just needs to kick and scream a little bit more and be a little bit more public with his wishes. And should be here sooner or later. But we'll talk to Trey Wallace about his conversation with Maurice Smith, who went through that, leaving Alabama to go to Georgia. So that is at 9:30. We will take a quick break and come back after this.